Facing the truth about ourselves is rarely easy. Recently, commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli found assistance in that task in an unexpected place.
On rare days, driven by more pallor than usual, I wear lipstick to the hospital. The nurses are always encouraging. They prefer an adult who looks like one. The ward clerk is also encouraging. "That's beautiful, hun," she says. And though she's half my age, it's still pleasant to hear the tones of my mother. Patients notice next. A woman without teeth who's lived on the ward for years is frankly admiring. "Oh, doctor," she says, "you look so nice. You look just like you're going to divorce court." I'm encouraged. I smile. I have no conception of my true and magnificent physical self. I really ought to wear lipstick more often. Another patient comes down the hall. She's been up all night and walks with pep. When she's not preparing for a recital as the principal dancer in a local ballet corps, she's preparing to sue us in her capacity as a law professor because we are holding her against her will. The truth is that her illness has devastated her. She's lost custody of her children. She's homeless. But for her, these are misunderstandings, distractions put in place to divert her from a higher, possibly sublime purpose. "Good morning, Ms. G," I say, as she starts to pass me. "Have you been thinking about Tegretol at all?" "I don't want it," she snaps. Usually she keeps moving, but today she stops for a brief examination. She leans in, scrutinizing. "You've got lipstick on your teeth," she says. There's no effort to hide her distaste. Most of us walk into the world each morning without social fear, because we have already agreed to ignore lipstick on each other's teeth, food on jacket lapels, socks slipping down ankles. No one is naked that way. Deliberate blindness is a variant of the golden rule. But Ms. G is too honest and too ill for tact. There's no place for it in her worldview. That's both troubling and refreshing. "Wipe it right off. You look ridiculous," she says. "I will," I say. In so much about herself, she is absolutely wrong. But in this about me, she is absolutely ruthlessly right.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.